الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا، صدق الله العظيم.
Honorable listeners, respected brothers, sisters, elders and young ones. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 28th night. We are in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Barely 2 nights remain. And we are searching for Laylatul Qadr. May Allah bless us with Laylatul Qadr night. Tonight is an even night. And even though it may be an even night, it is Laylatul Jumu'ah. It is Jumu'ah. And Jumu'ah itself is such an auspicious night. So we still have great hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the virtues and the blessings of tonight, plus being the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And this is the last Jumu'ah of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Ramadan. May Allah make us see many more Ramadans with afiyah, sihat, izzat, without any lockdown, without any problems. Respected listeners, I wish to discuss a very pertinent topic that applies to all of us. And that is the tarbiyah of our children, the upbringing of our kids, the nurturing of our youngsters, our sons and daughters. You know, the most precious capital of any nation is the children of that nation. Our children are our future. And the beginning of their life, their tarbiyah, their nurturing, is the lap of the mother. And that is why many people say the lap of the madrasa is the lap of the mother is the first madrasa of the child. And very true. And Allah Ta'ala has kept such qualities in the mother of love, affection, kindness, warmth. And she knows how to make the tarbiyah of the child. So, this capital that we have is most precious. The future is now in our hands. The moral, the social, the religious, dini, the ruhani, the spiritual values that we imbue in them now will play out tomorrow in their lives. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that no father has given any gift to his child better than good manners. مَا نَحَلَ وَالِدٌ مِن نُحْرٍ أَفْضَلَ مِن أَدَبٍ حَسَنٍ. Good tarbiyat, good upbringing, good mannerisms, teaching them basic, simple things. How to make salam, how to reply to a salam, how to eat, how to respect the elders. Various etiquettes, values, morals. This is the best gift any parent can give to his child. And how true are the words of the poet who says, لَيْسَ الْيَتِيمُ الَّذِي قَدْ مَاتَ وَالِدُهُ إِنَّ الْيَتِيمَ يَتِيمُ الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ. You know, we say a person who has lost his father whilst he is young not baligh still, he's an infant, and he's lost his father, then he is known as a yatim. But the poet says a real yatim, a real orphan, is that one, not whose father whose father has passed away, but a real orphan is that person who has been deprived and is bereft of knowledge, dini knowledge, and good akhlaq and adab, mannerisms. He's got no mannerisms. He's got no etiquette in him. He is regarded to be yatim. Of course, the tarbiyat of the child, the nurturing of the child, is not an easy task. It's a very daunting task. It can be nerve-wracking. It can be back-breaking. But the tarbiyat is absolutely vital. Remember I said, they are our future. This is the capital we have. And you see, the life of a child, ulama and scholars have mentioned it is like a blank page, a white page. You, if you wish, you could draw beautiful pictures of a garden and flowers and roses and make it seem extremely attractive. Or you could just draw some jagged lines and scratch marks and ugly looking marks and spoil the entire page and make it look ugly. The life of the child is in our hand. You know, make it a beautiful rose garden, you have the opportunity. You just spoil and wreck the child's life, make jagged lines and make it look ugly. That too is in your hands. So either we will make the child's tarbiyat look beautiful, attractive, and make the child grow up into a responsible person tomorrow, who is dindar, and who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the coolness of our eyes, or that child can become an eyesore. May Allah protect us. Therefore, we have to sow the seed properly. Like how a farmer, he takes so much of care when he plants a seed and he puts the seed into the ground. That area is marked. He waters that small mound of soil day after day. Very diligently he waters the seed, watches it, and that begins to grow. It sunk its roots into the soil. It pushes its tender stem out of the ground. And then the sunshine falls upon it, and the plant grows stronger and firmer. And the farmer is absolutely diligent. Not for a single day he neglects watering this plant and tending to this now plant which is becoming a tree. And then he examines the leaves and the branches, and he checks for any pests. So the farmer takes all the effort. And somebody may ask the farmer that, why are you undergoing all this trouble? So the farmer replies, this tree is my investment. One day it will give shade and shelter to people and feed them as well. And even if I'm not alive at that time, I will surely reap the rewards. My respected brothers, sisters, each and every child is a budding plant. You and I, the parents, we are farmers. And we have sown these seeds, and we have to water them, and we have to nurture them, and we have to make sure that they harvest and blossom to budding, beautiful fruit, flowers, trees. Remember, the child is a silent recorder. Every laugh, every cry, every scream, every sigh is recorded. The child is watching. It observes. It hears. It imitates. And therefore, you and I, as parents, we have to be extremely cautious as to what we say, what we do. Because these things, like a sponge, it absorbs the water. The child's mind absorbs everything it sees. And therefore we find it very amusing, and we get so delighted when after some time the child repeated a word that we said once only or twice. And we get fascinated in how he said, did you hear him saying that? I couldn't believe it. And we get so amazed and so happy. You see, the child is the silent recorder. And whatever it is recorded cannot be very easily and simply deleted. In our deen, our sharia, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such when a child is born, the very first thing we do is we call up the adhan in the right ear and the iqama in the left ear. Adhan is given in the right ear of the child and iqama in the left ear. Why? We are already introducing the child to its creator, the greatest being, the most supreme, the most powerful, the cherisher, the nourisher, the sustainer, the master of the day of Qiyamah, the possessor of dunya and akhirat, the controller of every single creation, and that is Allah. So right from the time the child is born, adhan, iqama. The correct values, the correct qualities of deen have to be given to the child as the child is growing. And so the parents will mold the character of this child. They have to ensure that this child is growing upright, straight, not going crooked. When the child is 7 years of age, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مُرُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَهُمْ أَبْنَاءُ سَبْعِ سِنِينَ. They're 7 years old, command them to read salah. Now how are you going to command them to read salah if they do not know anything about salah? What does it mean? That before seven, already the years before that, the child is already introduced to salah. Because many times we will read our nafil at home. We are reading our other salat, our nawafil at home, or the mother is reading at home, the child is watching. So you bring another musalla next to you, and let the child sit and let him copy some of your postures that you are doing. Obviously the child is not going to have khushu and hulu. The child will stand up for ruku, you see the child going sajda, and the child will like to make tashahud, he will raise his finger, he will make salam. The child will look around, it's a child. You don't expect now the child to be perfect and you don't shout the child. You don't tell the child anything, but you let him observe you and mimic you. So when the child is 7 years old, مُرُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ, you command your child to read salah. But when the child reaches 10 years, not even baligh, Rasulullah has given a stern warning. Now when your child is not reading salah, then gently give him one or two shots. Gently. Don't abuse the child. In other words, reprimand the child and make sure the child performs his salah, her salah. Dear parents, let's be honest to ourselves. Live 7 years and 10 years. We have children who are 17 and plus and still we don't even command them to read the salah. We don't reprimand them if they have missed and discarded the fajr salah. We give them everything of this world. Whatever leisures, whatever pleasures, whatever entertainment, whatever riches of the world, whatever they want, we give them. You know, therefore somebody said, we've mistakenly considered upbringing and tarbiyat as arranging luxuries for the child. Upbringing tarbiyat is actually teaching the child morals and values, correct morals and values. Dini morals, dini values. Good akhlaq. You see a child respecting an adult, child is polite, has manners, is not greedy, grabbing the things when he's offered something. You say, oh, mashallah, this child has got very good manners. Whose child is he? Looks like the parent has really done a good job. Rasulullah taught us that even the child is not old, it's young. But if he's going to do something which is incorrect, nicely, you stop it and you teach it. Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, little child, was taking a date and the date was of sadaqah date. And that's not permissible for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, little child does not know what is sadaqah and what is right for him to eat. But the moment he took it, Nabi Al-Kareem took it away from him nicely. Kakhin, kakhin, ah. That's not for us, not permissible for us. He taught Hassan radiallahu ta'ala already. And alhamdulillah, we also many times we teach our child, that's haram. Allah ta'ala gets angry, we shouldn't do that. So after a few times, the child will remind us. And the child will remind other children. It's haram, we can't do that. It's music, music is haram. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu is sitting and he's got a child on his lap. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu teaches the little child, Sammillah, say Bismillah. Wakul biyameenik, eat with your right hand. Wakul mimma yaleek, eat from the plate, from that part of the plate, that portion which is in front of you. Because the child had his hand wandering around the whole plate. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu said, eat from what's in front of you. See, teaching the child Bismillah, to eat with the right hand, to eat from that which is front of it. What do we say? Oh, he's still small, man. She's still small. When they grow up, they can learn. Then it becomes too late. How many a person who has become an adult, he's married, he's got children, and he laments over things that he was not taught when he was a child. Unfortunately, his parents shirked in their duties towards him. They didn't give him the correct tarbiyah. They didn't teach him the du'as. They didn't send him to a maktab and madrasa. They spoiled him. They gave him everything of this world. So as far as deen was concerned, the poor man does not even know how to read Quran Sharif. He watches everybody else in the month of Ramadan and he wishes how he knew, if only he could read the Quran. Let us not make the same mistakes. Let us teach our children proper upbringing, Islamic upbringing. But what is important, teach them with love. Show them love, tenderness, kindness, softness. The ulama and the scholars have mentioned, when you are dealing and you are treating your kids, do it in a gentle way, in a kind way, in a nice, in a loving way. You know, Aqra bin Habis radiallahu ta'ala, he sees Rasulullah kissing Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. He says, you kiss your grandchild? أتقبلون صبيانكم? You kiss your little, your children? Nabi Akram said, yes, of course we do. He said, well, I have got 10 children, ما قبلت منهم أحدا قط, I never kiss any one of my children. Nabi Akram said, أو أملك إن نزع الله من منكم المحبة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من منكم الرحمة. What do I do now? When Allah has snatched away rahmat from your heart, you got no mercy. You're not a merciful person. You have no mercy if you are not showing love to your child. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was rahmatul alamin. There are so many incidents in the book of Sirah. The love he showed towards children. Imagine coming back from a journey. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is tired. He has to go home. He's got so much of work to do still and responsibilities. But as he's entering Medina, the little children are waiting and he gives them a camel's ride. He mounts them on the camel with him, little children, and they're so happy. Whenever the first fruit appeared of the season, the first fruit, he would read a dua, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he would give it to the small children to make their hearts happy. Anas radiallahu ta'ala, when Nabi Kareem Sam came to Madina Munawwara, it's a beautiful incident. Now how the Ansar gave Nabi Kareem some various gifts. And Anas radiallahu ta'ala, mother Ummu Sulaim, she comes to Rasulullah Sam, she says, Ya Rasulullah, I don't have anything to give you, but I got this child of mine. Anas, 10 years old, you take it. Let him serve you. Nabi Kareem Sam accepted him. So Anas radiallahu ta'ala, during the day he would serve Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, I served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. عشر سنين وما قال لي أف قط. The master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never reprimanded me with uff anytime. And if he told me to do something and I did not do it, he wouldn't shout me. And if I did something that I was not supposed to do, then he didn't reprimand me. He would tell me kindly, he would advise me. And once Nabi Kareem sent me off to do some errand, and I was just a little child, you know, children make musty. So I was just Jokingly, I said, no, I'm not going to do it. But I went, and then, as I went into the street, I saw the other children playing, so I became preoccupied. After some time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is waiting, Anas, where's Anas? So he goes out himself to look for Anas. And he sees him playing with the children, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes from behind Anas radiallahu alaihi wasallam, and holds him gently from the back, like how you hold somebody, he does not know who's behind him, and he pressed him towards on his chest. This was the love he had. That even when he is performing salah, Hassan is on his back, radiallahu anhu. Hussein radiallahu on his back sometimes. Umama radiallahu on his back. And Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remains in that position of ruku or sajda because he does not want to hurt the child if he had to raise his head. Subhanallah. Even amongst the children, he taught equality. Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu anhu says that my father came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give a portion of land, and another riwayat says a slave in my name as a gift. Nabi Kareem asked my father, you've got other children? My father replied, yes. He said, then have you given them the same? He said, no. He said, then do not make me a witness on oppression. You're going to be fair. What about his siblings? How will they feel that you are being biased, favoritism? You're only giving preference to one child over the others. Be fair, be equal. There's so many more examples in the seerah of Rasulullah SAW like this. So respected listeners, we need to motivate our children. Compliment them. They do something good. Say, MashaAllah. Give them that himmat. Spend quality time with them. And this is something, especially in these times, when technology has made such progress and advancement and things should be more easy for us, but we have become more occupied. And this is the fact. Instead of making our matters and work easier for us and we should have more time to spend with our families, now we got less time. So everybody is busy with his cell phone. And there's no quality time for the child. And there's a famous incident of a person, a youngster, and his father was very busy and never spared him a second even. Always come back from work and he's busy and he's doing his work, and the child goes several times and his father chases the child away. And then one day the child musters some courage and asks the father, Dad, how much do you, what salary do you get? How much do you earn? He said, what's got that guru with you? Why are you worried about that? He said, I just don't know. So the father gives a figure and then the child goes back, he makes some calculations, and then one day he comes with $5 in his hand. He said, Dad, here's the $5. This is what's this for? He said, I worked out your salary and your hours that you work. All I want is to buy 1 minute of your time. And I'm giving you this $5. Let us consider our situation. Are we not doing similar things? Ignoring our children, no quality time. We don't even know sometimes which grade he is in school. We do not know which madrasa he is doing, who is his apa, who is the ustad, what is he studying. If he's doing hifz, the poor mother, she has to listen to the sabak door, she has to go to take the child to the madrasa for that time, early morning, and she must do all the rounds. The father takes no interest. This is incorrect. We should be taking interest in the progress of our child, his tarbiyat, his upbringing. Yes, the mother's lap is the first madrasa, but that does not absolve any father of his duties and responsibilities. We have to have diligent supervision over our children. It does not mean now we are going to watch them every move they make and, no. They are given freedom, but that freedom is within limits. Freedom meaning that they are allowed to play, to relax, to have friends, but we will choose the friends. We must see the akhlaq of his friends. Are they good friends? Or are they such that they have bad and evil habits? And if we are going to allow my child to have this bad company, then very easily he will also fall into their bad habits. So we have to supervise. Where are you going? Okay, you have to be back on a certain time. And your namaz, I need to see you in the masjid. Have you performed your salat, etc. These are things that the father, it is his responsibility. The ilm, the ta'aleem is vital. So the madrasa, the maktab, the child has to go. And then even after that, it's not necessary every child is going to do hifz class, no. But we should make sure that the child is getting sufficient amount of dini knowledge. What we have done, we send him to Islamic school, we send him to some person and then we feel we absorb. No, no, no. We need to know what my child is learning. How is his aqidah, his beliefs? How is his recitation of the Quran? How many parents, especially this Ramadan, when everybody is reading namaz, tarawih at home, I know so many parents said we were so delighted. In the first time we had the opportunity of listening to the whole Quran. My son is the hafiz of the Quran. And there's no regress. We are so proud of our son. You know, when he was doing hifz, then we thought otherwise. But now today we've realized, because we got nobody else to perform for us but our own son. And mashallah, what a good job he did. And my wife was so happy and I was so happy. Alhamdulillah. So treat them with love and kindness. Don't abuse our children. Whether it's verbal abuse or physical abuse. Don't scream at them. Listen to them. Have decent discussions with them. There's a problem. Sit down. Discuss the matter. Don't make any false promises to them. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting and a mother called her child and she had something in her hand. So she was calling the child towards her, like how we also do, come here, I'll give you something. Nabi Akhirism asked, do you really have something to give the child? She says, yes. She showed Rasul, I've got a date. A kajur. Nabi Akhirism said, well, if you didn't have that, then that could tantamount to lying. It could be a false promise to the child. Respected listeners, many a times we quarrel with our spouses. We fight these arguments. There's jahannam in our homes. Husband and wife all the time. Fighting, quarreling. There's abuse, this vulgar language. You know what harm you are doing to the child? The child is quiet. After some time, it cannot take it any longer. It runs away into his room. He closes the door. She closes the door. The child is crying. And if we continue in this way, shouting and screaming, vulgar language, abusing our spouses, the husband bashing his wife, believe me, the child is bound to look elsewhere for attention. It'll look elsewhere for some type of comfort and relief. And that elsewhere could be drugs. It could be suicide. Could be bad company. It could be alcohol. Let us think wisely. Let us behave as true believers. The whole Ramadan, tarbiyah of our, and islah of ourselves. Our ruh, taqwa, all the bayans we heard. Let us implement those things. Instead of instilling fear in our child, hatred for us. So respected listeners, let us be kind, compassionate towards our children. You know, I mentioned this previously, a child and the mother are going to cross the road, the street, and the mother tells the child that, hold my hand. So the child says, no, mom, you hold my hand. So the mother asks, what's the difference? He says, mom, if I'm going to hold your hand, perhaps I may leave it. But I have got full guarantee and assurance that if you hold my hand, you will never let me go free. And you will guide me. And you will take me across easily. Subhanallah. I would conclude with two verses of the Quran, and this is a dua. The first, which appears in Surah Al-Ahqaf in the 26th juz of the Holy Quran. So it's the first quarter of the 26th Surah Al-Ahqaf. Verse number 15. رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. This part I'm going to discuss. This is the main part we're talking about tonight. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Simple. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي fi dhurriyati. Four simple words. Wa aslih. Same word, islah. Reformation, to make correct. Make correct. Wa aslih. Li, for me, O Allah. Fi in dhurriyati, my progeny. In other words, make my progeny pious. Make them good. Make them righteous. Ij'alhum barran li muti'an lak. Wallah, make them obedient to me and make them obedient to you, O Allah. Make them follow you, O Allah. And make them be dutiful children to us as parents. Mufassirin have mentioned, ij'alhum salihin. Ya Allah, make them pious and righteous. This is the dua you're making. Wallah, if anybody's child is disobedient and it happened, one person complained about his child, so to a pious person, he said, read this verse. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. At the moment he started reading this verse, aslih li fi dhurriyati, he made this dua to Allah. After some time, the child became obedient. So if you've got a child that is naughty and disobedient, wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. Wallah, make my child obedient, make them pious, make them salihin. Ulama have commented, as I mentioned, لا تجعل لشيطان عليهم سبيلا. Don't give shaitan a chance to mislead them. Protect them, O Allah. And the other one is famous Surah Al-Furqan, 19 juz, Surah Furqan, verse number 74. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. Allah, make our wives and make our children the coolness of our eyes. The coolness of our eyes. In other words, you will see them doing those things that will delight your heart. You will see your child in the dark hours of the night, as you rise up in the night and you are going to the bathroom and you go past your child's room, you will see your child in the musalla reading tahajjud salah. Is that not coolness of the eyes? You see your child performing tarawih, is that not coolness of the eyes? You see your child is now on the minbar and giving a bayan, is that not coolness of the eyes? You see your child serving the poor, the needy, is that not coolness of the eyes? So let us make these two du'as every day for our children. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَتِي. And the other one, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Allah, make us imams for the pious. That's what our children. Ya Allah, make them imams, leaders. For the pious, for the muttaqeen. Remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَا كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُورٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. Every one of us is a shepherd and we will be questioned and we are answerable to Allah Ta'ala regarding our flock. We are answerable because we are shepherds. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq of making amal. The most precious capital of any nation is the children of that nation. These are our future and we have to teach them with love, with tenderness, with care, with affection. Do not compromise on deeni values, on deeni obligations. Don't see she's too small and he's too small. Give them a break. Let them enjoy life. Believe me, the same child can become a disaster in your life if you did not sow the seed properly, you did not nurture it, irrigate it, and see to it properly. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Since it is Friday, and we have been encouraging the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to increase our salawat and durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we will read the 40 durood inshaAllah. There's only one session tonight. I had announced the other day and we've sent out a message that this is the only session we have, so that we can make our individual ibadat, our own tahajjud, and our khatam of the Quran inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزلهما قد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وآل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا ولو جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصلي على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء، التحيات طيبات الصلوات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله، التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله، والسلام على رسول الله.
إن شاء الله لك دوانا. اللهم لك الحمد كله، لك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين، ويا آخر الآخرين، ويا ذا القوة المتين، ويا راحم المساكين، ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت. يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا رحم المساكين، يا رب المستضعفين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان، وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، وجعلنا من الراشدين. الله تو همانا بنجا، ہمیں تیرا بنا لے. یا اللہ بیکم اوزنا مائی اللہ، اللہ بیکم اوز مائی اللہ، یا اللہ وی آر ویک مائی اللہ، یا اللہ وی میک لٹل عبادہ ہن وی بیکم ٹائرڈ مائی اللہ، یا اللہ یو نیور بیکم ٹائرڈ مائی اللہ، یا اللہ ایچ ٹائم وی میک عبادہ یا اللہ یو ایکسیپٹ یو ریوارڈ اس ود اٹ مائی اللہ، اینڈ یور ریوارڈز نیور کم ٹو این اینڈ مائی اللہ، یا اللہ یور بلیسنگز نیور کم ٹو این اینڈ مائی اللہ، یا اللہ اور لائف ول کم ٹو این اینڈ مائی اللہ. Ya Allah, give us the ultimate reward in the akhirat, my Allah. Give us Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, and with Jannatul Firdaus, give us that momentous occasion when we will see you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we desiring, ya Allah, your pleasure, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are searching for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ramadan will come to an end, my Allah. Do not deprive us of the blessings of Ramadan, the barakat of Ramadan, the rahmat of Ramadan, the maghfirat of Ramadan. Ya Allah, emancipate our soul from the fire of Jahannam, ya Allah. Accept whatever ibadat we tried to do, my Allah. Forgive us for not being sincere in our ibadat. Forgive us for the deficiencies and all the wrongs we have done in our ibadat, my Allah. Overlook our faults, my Allah. Overlook these defects, my Allah. Ya Allah, these are feeble efforts, my Allah. Not even worthy of being presented to you, my Allah. You are most mighty. But my Allah, you are ash-shakur. You are appreciative, my Allah. Ya Allah, you appreciate our feeble efforts even, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know our weakness, my Allah. Whatever we have done, ya Allah, we have been only, ya Allah, it is through your fazl and your kindness that you gave us the ability, ya Allah, to try it and make your ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are making i'tikaf, accept the i'tikaf, ya Allah. Accept the i'tikaf, ya Allah, accept the i'tikaf. Give us tawfiq of making i'tikaf every year, ya Allah, with afiyat, with sihat, with salamati, without any rukawat, my Allah. So many mothers and sisters are sitting for i'tikaf, ya Allah. Make the i'tikaf easy for them in the remaining days, ya Allah, and make it maqbool, my Allah. Give us your qurb and muhabbat, my Allah. Give us your bond and attachment. Give us a close proximity to you, my Allah. Give us your ishq and muhabbat. And the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come into our hearts now, my Allah. Come into our hearts. Ya Allah, remove the filth from our hearts. Polish our hearts. Make it be clean and pure, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. We have got so many needs, so many hajat, my Allah. We beg you tonight, my Allah. In this Mubarak night of Friday, my Allah. Ya Allah, this is the last Friday of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept this Ramadan from us, my Allah. Our fasting, our tarawih, ibadat, ya Allah, dhikr, tasbih. And make us see many more Ramadan with afiyat, sihat, ikhlas, maqbooliyat, ya Allah, without any problems at all, my Allah. Hey, Malik-e Kareem, Rahim, Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs and whatever problems our brothers and sisters have, my Allah. Remove the difficulties completely, my Allah, completely, my Allah. Whatever problem they are suffering from, the bala, afat, musibah, remove it completely, my Allah. Allah, make our children, ya Allah, the coolness of eyes. Help us to make the tarbiyat correctly. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. Rabbana hablana min azwajina. Wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun wa ja'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, make us be true shepherds, my Allah. And this flock that you have given us, this responsibility is amanat in our hands. Ya Allah, help us to tend this flock properly, my Allah. Ya Allah, and nurture it correctly, my Allah, so that it may become a coolness of our eyes and a means of our najat in the hereafter. May Allah give us mawtun iman, mawtun madina sharif, bayil jannatul baqi, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy kotul water from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter jannah without any hisab kitab, without any reckoning, my Allah, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of the Dajjal. Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi and rizq, ya Allah. Make our sustenance come to us with ease. Let it be halal. Make us spend it in the halal way. Protect us from haram. Don't let a morsel of haram into our bellies, my Allah. Don't let a morsel of haram come into our system, my Allah. Don't make us use our wealth in haram activities, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us. Ya Allah, guide us, ya Allah. Don't make any one of us be amongst the ashqiya, the unfortunate ones. Make us be amongst the su'ada, the lucky ones, the fortunate ones. Give us sa'adat in this world and the hereafter. Give us a hayatan tayyibah, a nice peaceful life, ya Allah. A life, ya Allah, ba lutf zindagi, ya Allah. A life full of happiness and pleasure, ya Allah. The halal pleasure, the halal happiness, my Allah. That which you have termed as halal. Give us, ya Allah, your muhabbat, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama. Ya Allah, grant us all Laylatul Qadr. Don't deprive any one of us of the barakat of Laylatul Qadr. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub 'alayna ya Mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, all those whose ihsan and kindness is upon us in any way. Our parents, our asatiza, our mashayikh, our wives, our family members, our relatives, our friends, our well-wishers, ya Allah. Give them from your unseen treasures, ya Allah, the vast treasures. Provide for them the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati ma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, just a reminder, we can at least see two rakats of tahajjud before we retire to bed. At least two rakats of tahajjud, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Tomorrow night is the last odd night, 29th night. Many a times, 29th happened to be Laylatul Qadr also. So inshallah, let's prepare for tomorrow. The last opportunity we have to search for Laylatul Qadr. May Allah grant it to us.
Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.